Four of the five panelists are from the California Nurses Association, and they've been kind of spearheading the Michael Moore movement here. They had a big showing on June
29th.
29th.
At Sacramento? Isn't that June
12th? 12th and then 29th here.
Yeah, June right 29th, here. Right. Yeah. June 12th in Sacramento. And now they're showing it, you know, they're wearing these red t-shirts all over the country going to the, making a splash and having nurses lead this thing all over the country. And Holly made mention of these 40 questions that we came up with here in our own little group. Actually, CNA now uses those questions in their speakers training, so we're kind of proud of that. Thank you very much. Nancy Lewis is a registered nurse and a nurse practitioner, and she works for the Department of Public Health at the Huckleberry Cole Street Youth Center. Do I got that right?
You got it right.
And she's a member of the California Nurses Association, and she's been working on this issue for a long time. Go for it.
How many have seen the movie Sicko? Wow. How many are going to see it? Please see it. Please see it. I have the privilege of seeing the premiere in San Francisco with 105 nurses from the California Nurses Association, and I tell you, it really hit me right in the heart. I've seen it twice now, and every time I see it, I get so angry, so upset that this nation that is so wealthy turns away patients the way it does. And you're all here because we want to start the process of educating our fellow Californians about SB 840. Sheila Kuehl's marvelous bill. There are other bills out there, but Sheila Kuehl is really the cure. And so we begin the education process, and it's going to be a long road because the insurance companies are already out there doing everything possible they can to spend money to tell people this movie is not true. The only thing not true about it is I personally think it's a lot worse than it really says. And I can tell you, I'm a former gatekeeper, and I hated health insurance. I spent more time trying to figure out how to pay my patients' bills than actually diagnosing and treating them. And that's wrong. That is totally wrong. The other thing that I want to talk about, you know, nurses, you know, we have our shifts and wherever we work. One of the things we do is a lot of people, our families, they ask us nursing questions or questions about what to do. And oftentimes we're called when our friends are in the making their first they get into the healthcare system and they don't know what to do and they're frightened and they often give us a call. And I received a call October 22nd of 2001, a friend who was having epileptic seizures, a 51-year-old friend who was a lawyer who took a year off to take care of her mother. She wasn't practicing law and she was trying to get health insurance, but she couldn't get it because she had a pre-existing condition called fibroids. Fibroids are a very benign condition and very common. And so I thought, seizures, what the heck's that? You were in a car accident or something? So I drove all the way over with my friend. She's looking perky, looking great. Looked at the doctor. I said, could it have anything to do with the birth control pills that her doctor, she was paying out of pocket? This is a common thing, birth control pills. I give them out all the time. Do you think that could have anything to do with why she's having seizures? Oh, no, we did a CT scan. Don't worry about it. She doesn't have a brain tumor. We're going to take her license away. Happens again, bring her back. Okay, no problem. So we drove to her house, which was 5 minutes away. She's an African-American, and, you know, African-Americans are very difficult to assess when they're in respiratory distress because of the color of their skin. But it didn't take me too long to see when a person's respiratory rate is 50 and her lips are turning blue. I knew she was going to have another seizure, and indeed she did. And I was back on the phone saying, where do you want me to take her? Highland Hospital, the county hospital, where she would have gotten good care because they're used to taking care of critically ill patients, or the private for-profit doctor's hospital. Take her back there. They know her. So we took her back. We waited for an admission for over 2 hours. We had just left there 15 minutes ago. And I spent the next 6 hours trying to save her life. And it wasn't because the doctor was bad or nasty. It's because our system is changing. It's taking us all, nurses and doctors. It is making us think about money because she didn't have health insurance. He walked in the room and said, I'm going to give you a loading dose of Dilantin and I'm going to send you home. And I told Nina, because she asked me, she's a lawyer, what are my rights in here? I said, your rights are to stay in this hospital, get a chest x-ray and get triage because that Dilantin is not going to help her because I already knew what was wrong with her. And I pled all night to try to save her life, to get that physician to understand that she was going, that she had a very common side effect. If you look here, it's in every birth control thing, a common side effect of a birth control pill that her doctor doubled because she thought she was bleeding too much. So she doubled her dose. And by 10 o'clock that night, my friend Nina, 51 years old, African-American, was dead. And she wasn't dead because they didn't have enough staff. She wasn't dead because it wasn't a fully functioning ER. She was dead because she didn't have health insurance. She couldn't pay her bill. That is why, in my professional opinion. And the next day when the autopsy came in, it said pulmonary emboli. Those are blood clots from birth control pills, because the doctor that she was paying out of private said she couldn't help her. That was a side effect she didn't recognize. Do what the doctor said. So I think that we need single payer. People who are uninsured, they deserve health care. And single payer, Sheila Kuhl, is what we need. So please, thank you for coming and get involved.